Okay. So is there a sign-up list for public comment? Okay. The first name on the list for public comment is Akia Holt or Akuimo Holt. Akua Holt.
Oh, all right. I had to finish my pie very quickly to say that. I'd like to, first of all, I guess, follow Margaret and thank the National Board for your many long, hard years of service. I've gotten to know some of you over the past 5 years in my involvement at KPFT here in Houston. But prior to the past 5 years, I was a part of Pacifica as a student at Texas Southern University. And I remember wanting to go to KPFT to do my intern, and the word in the African-American community was that that's a white station. You won't be welcomed over there. But I knew that it had a reputation for being a station of free speech. Didn't know about the bombing and all that good stuff. And it was ironic that Dwayne Bradley quoted Gwendolyn Brooks, because I actually wrote a grant for $10,000 to do a documentary on Gwendolyn Brooks through KPFT. And at that time, of course, this is years ago, Dwayne wasn't the manager. We were awarded the 10 grand, and at that time, the manager didn't find it necessary to give us our entire money. She took $8,000 of our money and appropriated it somewhere else and gave us 2 grand, and we had 100 hours of tape, and I had to hire people to do this documentary. But I just want to talk about some of the resistance. Everybody has their truth, and as Dwayne said, Gwendolyn Brooks said, sometimes both sides are right. And unfortunately, when these meetings happen, our community is not informed. We don't know about it, even this time. So I want to ask the National Board if somehow it can be part of policy for each board member, for each board meeting in the Signal area, that it's mandatory that the stations alert the public about these meetings. May I speak without interruption? And then secondly, the other thing I think is really important is alerting the programmers, because even the programmers at KPFT are unaware of this meeting, just like I was unaware that our manager would be doing a station report last night, and of course there was no public comment afterward. So quickly, yes, Gwendolyn Brooks came to KPFT, we did the project, and then we could not get our manager and program director at that time, prior to Dwayne, to even air the documentary. They would not even send it to the archives. I still have that rare footage, a two-hour documentary of Gwendolyn Brooks' visit to Houston. So to me, it was ironic that she was quoted yesterday. And then finally, when she was on the air with us, and you talk about terrorism, someone called her the NB word. You know, get that NB off the air. These are the kinds of insults that African-American programmers have been exposed to at Pacifica, and we all have our story. So I want to say that this is also sometimes reflected of the politics. When you look at our board, still today in 2008, we only have 2 African-American members on the board. There's a problem with that, and I will continue to speak out about that. I'll continue to speak about the lack of African-American programming on our schedule throughout the week, which I think directly reflects our funding base. Thank you.
The next person on the list is Melinda Ivy Doan.
I'm not going to put you through that kind of agony. It's Eileen Doan.
Eileen Doan.
Yes, that's okay. Yes, I wanted to basically just make a couple of comments. One of my favorite definitions of insanity is the concept of repeating the same thing over again with the expectation you will have different results. And what bothers me a great deal is that I've now seen 2 things that seem to follow the similar pattern, and I'm hoping that we can get beyond them. On the one hand, granted, as a person on an LSB, I realize executive sessions are extremely important. But on the other hand, we were out there for quite some time, and I'm hoping the business was taken care of. But to be honest with you, it is a little off-putting. The other matter I have that really bothers me a great deal, I work in the financial industry. That's what I do for a living. I really would like to see a lot more accountability There has to be accountability. We have just hired an executive director. I want everything to go through them. And I would like to see not just transparency, but I want our CFO to know where every nickel is. I want them to know where everything is, and I want them fully accountable to Nicole. I feel that that's the only way it's done. That's the way it's done in business, and that's how you make a company financially solvent, is by knowing where everything is. I still think we could have done a lot better on the expenses of this trip.
Thank you.
Oh. Hey. And that's basically all I had to say. But I think that we should consider the fact that we have to see improvement. We have to see improvement, or consider perhaps in the future alternate resource. We can put people on notice.
Thank you very much. Sandra Rawling.
It's okay. Hi. Thanks for allowing me this time to speak. I'm not a real good public speaker, but I'm going to do my best. I'll start by saying that pretty much anything I can say, anything I say can and will be used against me at a later date. That being said, I have quite a lot to say, and I'll try to be brief. Number one, our bylaws. Repeatedly, they've been stated over and over that they are flawed, but yet they are manipulated to favor one faction or another. Secondly, we are all one group, and there are many, many different opinions, but everybody has something good to offer. And I would like to see this board and this network stop dickering amongst ourselves and start working as a cohesive group. It's vital if this organization is to survive. Thirdly, the finances. I heard, and if I heard correctly, that this group had voted to agreed to go ahead with a line of credit. In my opinion, for this foundation to take out any kind of loan or line of credit to bail out our financial situation is like putting spit on a wound that is in need of a tourniquet. We cannot take more money with the promise to pay back when we can't even responsibly spend the money that we have. And that goes to the hierarchy that we have with this board and who answers to who. Well, the ED answers to this board, as does the CFO, and as does our general counsel. This board answers to the people who pay the money and do the work to keep these radio stations on the air. And if they continue to squander the money, the hard-earned money that people donate freely, the people are going to stop donating. It's already happening. So we need to do something about acknowledging the people that spend the money and listening to their will. Thank you.
Okay. Here's an announcement. There are three vans leaving at 3:30. The airport here is called Bush Airport?
Yeah.
What?
Bush Intercontinental.
Okay. There are three vans leaving for the international airport at 3:30. Intercontinental. What? Okay. Whatever, you know. A Bush by any other name. Okay. Bill Crozier.
Hi. I'm on the PNB Elections Committee also, and I know you'll, if you have time today, you'll get to that, I presume, but I wanted to give a few highlights of some things that I hope that each and every one of you will be thinking about related to the Pacifica elections. Some of this is stuff we really need to all be working on right away, and we're going to be producing a report that's going to take some time to get all the details worked out, but I do want you to watch for that report also. One thing we need to, I think we all need to share some responsibility and stop pointing fingers about the stuff that's wrong. There's a lot of blame to go around. There's lots of ways we can improve our elections. We really, really need to improve our credibility with all all our listeners and all the stakeholders. We need to reduce costs, and one way we have to do that is to make sure that elections are run fairly and smoothly and by people that have integrity and competence. One thing I want to mention that I think we should all start with immediately that everybody agrees with is that the membership lists and the staff lists need to be cleaned up. Every station has problems with this, and I know there's differences at each station, but these have been recognized in the LES reports for several years, and little or nothing's been done at many of the stations, including our own. We've done some work, but it's always left up for somebody else to do for the next election, and it doesn't get fixed. This is costing us lots of money, not just with elections, but if we're sending out duplicates because we've got people coded, you know, with street spelled out S-T-R-E-E-T in one entry and S-T period another, and apartment numbers coded wrong, it's costing us extra money every time we send out a mailing for membership renewals and anything else. And if we have bad addresses because people have moved or it was written down wrong or for whatever reason, then we're, besides wasting the money on postage and printing, we're losing money from income we could be getting from renewals and this sort of thing also. So there's a lot of reasons besides just elections that we need to clean up these membership lists. We have problems with the staff lists also. I know other stations do also, but we really need to get our handle on those. The last elections, we had, I think, like, about a fourth of the actual staff we actually had were able to contact. Anyway, there's lots more. Watch for other stuff that's coming up. And if you have more questions, I'll be glad to go through some more.
Did I mispronounce your name right or wrong?
Crozier.
Crozier.
That's okay.
Oh, it's completely wrong. All right. Let's see if I can get the initials wrong. P.K. McCary.
Hi. I'm kind of new in the sense of this is the first time I've ever been able to observe a board meeting of this magnitude. A few years ago, I think some of the board was here, and I got a chance to meet them just kind of one-on-one. But what I got a chance to see yesterday as the ultimate observer is that I don't know how you accomplish much at these meetings. I can almost see the division of who's who and who's not meaning whose side is right or wrong, but that there were definite divides in this board. I have a show called The Peace Hour, and The Peace Hour was created based on the decade of nonviolence that we take this first decade to create a culture of peace, primarily for the children of the world, but the children that follow in our wake sometimes have to stumble over the casualties that come from us actually kind of assassinating one another if it's no more than the character of an individual or the idea that the person has. There are so many ways in which this board could function probably better. You're an organic board, and as I told one member that I talked to, it's kind of like that favorite recipe that you have, but each time it tastes differently because the tomatoes aren't as fresh or the carrots aren't as crisp. It doesn't matter, but you get a different flavor. I don't mind the different flavor of the board, but I walk away feeling that so many people are so hurt or angry or frustrated or mad or are trying to get back at one another. I have one suggestion, and one suggestion is that before you all start a meeting, there are some kinds of activities that you could do, and I'd be willing to share that with the board at some time to prepare you to get ready for the fact that you've already come with your opinions and your ideas and who you're going to slaughter during those hours that you come together. The reason I say this is because, you know, when I first started my show and people started really liking my show, people gave when I would get on the air and say, come and give to KPFT, and I'd meet my goals. My goal kept raising, but my people kept falling to the side for things like, you don't mention the fact that some of your money comes from Third Ward. You only mention the Woodlands or Kingwood or the places where primarily white people are. Those are the kinds of things that we say and we discuss, but we don't ever do anything about it, and people just walk away more and more wounded than they are before. My suggestion to you is the one that I use. I always check myself at the door when I walk into any situation. Every finger that you point at somebody else, there are always three pointed back at you, which means that look at yourself thrice as hard as you're looking at the person next to you. And I understand that there's time here. I just want to say this last thing. This last thing is that this station, Pacifica, means something to a lot of people, especially the young people that are coming up. Anybody has to look at what's happened in the Obama campaign. You'll see that people want to participate. But you all make it hard. You really do. You make it hard.
Thank you. Mrs. Denalier. Do we have a Mrs. Denlier? Denver?
Oh, she's not here.
Oh, Mrs. Denver.
She sent a letter. She's an elder, about in her late 70s, and she did type her letter. She's a part. She's been a long-time member.
Okay, could somebody read the letter?
I don't mind, since Please. I was given a copy. Dear Board of Pacifica, this is a brief response because in the enclosed 8 points we've included, we think what needs to be done as a serious progressive activist organization is to have an impact on the global system of racism, white supremacy that Dr. Frances Cress Welsing, MD, a black woman psychiatrist in D.C., has analyzed and written about for about the last 2 decades. It has been proven that the Eurocentric women's movement does not speak for black women, her family, or community. They definitely do not speak for the black man in America. Police killings by police who are called Roman Catholics and their affiliation, to quote Father Lawrence Lucas, are relatively ignored by so-called feminists. We do not need the drugs, abortions, and sexual diversions which have been dumped into our communities. These are not the rights we have petitioned for since we were freed from enslavement. We want equality. We want sexual integrity. Informed choice is what we want, not to offend others, but so that we may be authentically who we are before the European rape, sale, and family disruption we experienced for nearly 400 years. We want our true history taught in the schools in our community so that all people know the origin of civilization in black Africa. We want the voice of Pacifica to allow us to speak these truths. We want input at every level as part of the Africans United for Sanity Now. A tiny grassroots organization has rejected what the European-dominated systems have imposed upon us, and miseducation, theoretical insanity of social records, such as the one that destroyed the integrity of Brother Malcolm X's family and generations of other families, taking away her children and then placing his mother in a mental institution when she became overwhelmed, as Peter Bergman states, and further recommends that we receive compassion and talk therapy. We urge you to include Sister Carol Thayer, RN, and expose the racism quotient test to all your board and staff of every ethnicity nationally so that we indeed may see an enlightened approach to radio and its role of speaking truth to power and being a voice for the voiceless. Only by the true elimination of white skin privilege and end to unequal incarceration and the jailing of our children can we be on reality footing in the future. We must be empowered to use the airwaves to get this work done. Thank you. Sincerely, Jean Wilkins Denver, Clarence R. Denver Sr., her husband. And I'll be happy to leave a copy.
Yeah, we would appreciate a copy for the board to circulate. Thank you. What? Sure. I'm going to give it to you, Mary. I will, actually. Deb Shafter.
Many of us here at, or some of us at least, are here for a paycheck or for a job. Most of us are here because just what the good lady just read and spoke before that, to advance a cause of human dignity and justice. And for that, Pacifica is absolutely essential. We cannot have more than 5 radio stations. We are floundering as it is. We can't possibly buy any more. They reach the largest markets that we can, and we all do that as best we're able. I'm confident of that. The only way we're going to spread this to other red states is by affiliates. And I want to emphasize how important the affiliates program is. We cannot reach out and do what we need to do without our affiliates. And although some of them, I've been told, are very small, some of them are only internet radio, the program itself encourages radio stations to grow bigger and reach stronger and harder. And I want to encourage all of you to support the affiliates program in every way it's possible, including its own budget. Thank you.
I have a special request from Serene Roberts, who wants to speak absolutely last on the public comment. So if there is anyone else in the public that would like to accommodate her, speak now. Or here you go, Serene.
Oh,
didn't you speak already?
No.
Oh, yesterday. Go right ahead. Sorry. And your name is
Shannon Young.
Oh yes.
So.
But you don't have to give it.
That's true. And I didn't really much come for a comment so much as to answer questions because a lot of questions came up.
And we can't do that in the public comment.
We can't answer questions.
But if you continue to be Shannon, people will.
I'll continue to be over there.
Okay. So Serene.
I'm a little taller than Shannon, so I'm trying to adjust this. I know. I actually want to say some thank yous myself. I want to thank the entire board, those of you who are relatively new to the board, those of you whom I've been seeing for years, those of you whose names I know from email postings. I want to thank Dan for his work on the foundation's behalf. And I want to thank the directors from D.C. whom I've gotten to know over time and some of whom I may or may not be seeing again. Some of whom I may or may not want to see again.
That's a wonderful thank you.
I want to thank the folks from Houston, those who picked us up from the airport and helped to do this, that, and the other. I sent a card the last time I was in Houston, but I understand the LSB didn't get it because one particular person got it and didn't like me, so they didn't share the news. But so thank you to the LSB of last year and this year. And I want to caution you guys about a couple of things. One is I'd like you to practice honesty, which is we hear that people are impartial, and I think it's easy to judge whether you're really being impartial if you flip the script and put your friends where your adversaries are and see if you still make the same decision. I want to caution you about being overly reactive. Learn to walk in balance. There are people who get attention and get stuff through because they scream and they get their lawyers to scream. And I'm asking you to, of course, consider the implications of every action for the foundation, but don't simply pay attention to those who scream loudest. A friend of mine has a poem that says, "Stars twinkle even as the sun monopolizes your vision." Keep that in mind. And I want to ask the board to exercise maturity with regard to making policy. When I say it's about policy, not people, I don't mean that I want inhumane policies, but I mean I want policies that deal with our issues, not with the personalities of the people who are currently in the positions that you seek to affect. Thank you.
Thank you, Serene. I believe that concludes the public comment portion.